racial issues, blacks and whites back then? Were you around blacks?
Detroit had some riots during a period of time, but I worked in a black neighborhood for a long time. Where I delivered papers was partially a black neighborhood. Later on, before I went back into the military, I worked at my dad's gas station, which was a black neighborhood, and we had no problems. In fact, cold days, the lady across the street from the gas station would come in and stand in by our heater, waiting for the bus. The bus stop was right out in front of the gas station.
Our high school was half white, half black.
Sure. And I think that prepared me a lot for military life.
And for life as a whole.
Yes. And I worked here at the sheriff's office the same way.
When you enlisted in the Navy, what was your first port of call? Where did you go?
I went to Great Lakes.
Illinois.
Yeah, it's in Illinois. It's near Chicago, in between Chicago and Milwaukee in there, the area in there. I went to boot camp there.
And the Korean War is on right now.
Yes, it was on.
Is that where you were destined to go?
Yes.
How did you go? Were you on board ship and stayed there?
Yes. What I did is I went down to what's called recruit training. And I went through recruit training, and after I left recruit training, my brother was a radioman in the Second World War. So I joined the Navy, and I had to be a radioman. I was sent to radio school, where I learned international Morse code and all the procedures, transmitting messages and receiving messages. Then I was sent to the USS Walton. It was a destroyer escort. That's the ship I served on and went to Korea.
All right. How close to Korea were you?
We went to Korea. We were there, went by. We patrolled up and down Korea and did whatever they wanted us to do over in Korea. When I got off the ship and flew home, that was 1953, and that's the year we got married.
You had communication.
I was a radio operator.
Yes.
Our messages were sent broadcast, but it was in international Morse code. We didn't use voice. The only people using voice were the people up on the bridge. They had VHF frequencies or stuff like that, but the radio men sat in a radio room.
Was there sensitive information that you were handling?
Yes, and it was reporting, or they were getting information on what to do.
Do you remember any of it at all?
No, because we copied the message on. It was given to an officer to break the message, to take it and de-encrypt it.
Okay, so you didn't know what it was saying?
No, not at that time.
You were taking it down
taking
and handing it,
down, it
over.
That's right. That's all we did. It was broadcast. Everything going to ships in a certain area. There could be 50 ships out there, and it was all broadcast. You just copied, and you picked the ones out that were yours, and you gave them to the communications officer.
Meanwhile, this war is going on land.
Yeah, and you're off the coast.
Could you see any?
Well, the problem we had during that time was there was only 5 radiomen on the ship, because the Second World War, when it had ended, all the people went out of the service. When the Korean War started, they really didn't have enough people to do things. So we stood watches. It was 4 hours on and 4 hours off, just continuously. You never got enough sleep. You never got enough anything.
So when you were 4 hours on?
You were copying code.
Okay.
And what you did is you copied the headings, who the message was going to in your log. And if you weren't one of them, you didn't copy the text. You just let it go. You take a little break. And it was to you, you copied the whole message, and you logged every message that came over.
I guess you guys were terribly curious as to what this message was and who it was from and who it was going to.
We knew who it was from. It could be from anybody, but we would know that.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever intercept the enemy's communication at all?
No, I don't believe
right.
we did. Now, later on, when I was in the Coast Guard, we copied all sorts of messages.
How long, then, was your ship there in Korea?
About 6 months, I imagine. I don't know. I went over in 1952 and came back in 53.
So you were there in Korea, 52 to 53?
Yeah. At the end of that time, I got transferred off the ship in 1953. That's when I come home and Diane got married.
Did you get married, too?
Yeah. Well, we were married. The two of us together, simultaneously, together. We went on a honeymoon to Washington, D.C., we came back, and after leave, I got sent away to the island of Kwajalein in the Marshall Islands, and it was isolated duty where I could not bring my wife. We got married, went on a honeymoon, and I left for a year.
Probably a week there?
Seriously.
After your wedding?
Yeah.
And then you were gone to the Marshall Islands
for a year. Yes. When I left there, I got sent to Honolulu at Pearl Harbor. I was sent to Pearl Harbor. Diane came over to Pearl Harbor, and that's where Kim was born.
What did you do there in the Marshall Islands?
Radio, communications. The island itself had a runway on it. It was in the Marshall Islands, and it was the island of Kwajalein. And it was an airstrip. Our radio station was run inside of the airstrip. Some ships came in to give us supplies or pick things up. And when they're doing some of the atomic bomb testing, some of the planes would fly out of there and come in. I can remember them hosing the planes down with water or out on the runway.
The Marshall Islands were heavily involved in World War II, of course.
Yes. I did a year of that. Then we got transferred to Honolulu, Pearl Harbor. Diane was able to come over, and that's where Kim was born.
Your first daughter,
Kim. Diane.
Kim Diane.
She's known today as Kim.
Diane East, our oldest daughter.
She served in our state.
She was the insurance commissioner.
Right.
We lived in Navy housing.
That was pretty good living there then?
I thought it was. Yeah. What we'd been through up to that point, it was wonderful having a family. In fact, Diane's mother came over there to be a while.
Yeah, that was nice because we had an old car because we couldn't afford anything. My mother came over, and she, at that time, worked for the president of Studebaker Packard Corporation. So we had a brand new Packard to drive the whole time she was there.
Wow. I had a 1940 Plymouth, I think.
How did she get that car over there?
They had a dealership there.
From the dealer.
Yeah, and they arranged it.
Oh.
Yeah, they all arranged it and picked up. And had
she was, like I said, worked for the president. She was his private secretary.
Well, that was a pretty big job, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Very big job.
Yep.
You're there for a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then I got discharged.
And you leave. Is that when you're discharged from the Navy?
Yes.
Your last year with the Navy was in Hawaii.
Yes.
And then discharged.
Well, I got sent back to San Francisco through the processing center.
Right.
That's where I got my discharge papers. Right. I didn't get a discharge. I got released to inactive duty. In other words, that time you were obligated for 8 years. I did 4 years active, and I was still obligated to the Navy for 4 years. They could call me at any time back, but they did not.
Do you remember in the 50s the fear of communism and the talk about that?
Oh, yeah. I had no fear of it myself, but there was a lot of talk about communism.
Did you remember hearing presidents on the radio, like FDR and Truman and Eisenhower?
Sure.
You know, television was coming out then, too. Yeah. You know, they would have some of it on television.
Did you have TV when you were in Hawaii?
Yes, we did. My mother sent one over to us. Do you remember that, Bob?
Yeah.
As a Christmas present, my mother sent us a television.
That was the first one.
It's a small.
How excited you must have been.
We were, yeah.
Was it black and white?
Oh, yes, black and white.
Uh huh. This would have been in the early 50s.
Yeah, it would be 54.
That's probably, to this day, one of your best Christmas presents.
Yeah.
She treated us very well.
Was she of some wealth, some
no,
money?
It's no, just, like I said, she worked for the president's Studebaker Packard,
so she made
good
income.
Yeah, good income.
Yeah.